Hello, Donna.
Hello. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry I missed you there. This is Maya from customer support.
Oh, I don't know why I keep losing your calls. You know, I've called many times and I keep getting disconnected and I don't understand.
I'm not sure, but I did call. This is the second time I called you back. The first time I got a voicemail, but I just wanted to let you know I did go ahead and cancel you out. So you won't receive any more shipments or any more charges towards your account. And
Are you? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have a cancellation number for you. It's just for your records.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in Charlie. One C as in Charlie. 7502 C as in Charlie. 5A as in Apple. B as in boy.
Okay, so that's C1C7502C5AB.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Now, will the current charges be removed from my card?
Well, no, ma'am, those charges are valid due to the fact that it does state in the terms and conditions on the website about the trial. And we do have a no refund policy, ma'am. But moving forward, you won't receive any more shipments or any more charges towards your account because you are indeed canceled now.
What about the past when I canceled? I've already shipped the product back to you.
We don't take products back, ma'am. You haven't canceled before. This is the first time that I see that you canceled, and that a cancellation has been made. That's why you received those other shipments because there wasn't a cancellation. But you are canceled now, and you won't receive any more shipments or any more charges to your account.
But I did cancel. I did call and I canceled. Right after I received the promotional package.
Do you remember who you
So
spoke with?
I want to say her name was Jennifer, but I could be wrong. I did not write her name down, unfortunately. That's why I asked you for your name. So I unfortunately on my part, no, I did not write her name down. And that's not like me. I always write people's names down. But I just assumed it was taken care of.
Okay, ma'am, just allow me one moment. Hello, ma'am.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So I do see in the notes here where you emailed to cancel on May 12th. So I do see that in the notes, and they advise you to call in. And today is the first time that anybody has spoken with you about counseling. Like I said, we do have a no refund policy, but I did go ahead and get you counseled out, ma'am.
Right, and in my email it does state that I did speak with someone back in March, I think it was, or April when I first received the product.
I don't see that here. I see new customer order March 15th. They sent you a confirmation of your order, and it was shipped out on the 16th. Well, it was a pending shipment. It was shipped out on the 17th. It was delivered March 23rd.
Right, and in my email that dated May 12th, it explains that I did speak with someone on the phone shortly after I received my promotional bottle to cancel any future delivery.
I don't see that, ma'am.
Well, I have it right here when I sent it, and it was sent on May 12th at 8:13 p.m. in the evening.
I just show that you emailed to counsel. There's really nothing that I can do from here, ma'am, because like I stated, we don't have a refund we have a no refund policy, and you are counseled out from here on out.
Well, I'm going to dispute the charges because, like I said, I did cancel this product back in March, and if you have no record of that, that's not my problem.
Okay, just give me one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, what I can do as a customer courtesy, I can give you a 35% off refund towards your account for those two recent charges. Because being that the charges are valid.
35% is not acceptable. Like I said, I'm going to dispute the charges. I canceled this product, and I should not be liable for these charges.
Ma'am, it will show that those charges are valid and that it did indeed state this information in the terms and conditions that I gave you. I can do a 50% refund.
Okay, so what do I do? I've sent the product back and I don't even have the product.
We don't receive product. We don't accept products back, ma'am.
So where I sent it to 5600 Northwest 72nd Ave in Miami, so I'm paying for something I don't have.
Would you be interested in the 50% refund, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Would you be interested in the 50% refund of those of both two charges, the two recent charges?
Is that the best you can do? I don't even have the product anymore.
Yes, ma'am, because unfortunately we don't take back products. And like I stated, this is a customer courtesy because we do have a no refund policy. And it did state all of this in the terms and conditions that you would be billed the price for the product.
And when I spoke to the woman on the phone back in March, April, because there's no record of it, I'm going to be billed for something that I canceled back in March, beginning of April? That doesn't seem right.
Well, this is the first time it's actually been canceled. I don't know who you spoke with, but I don't have no records of it, and they didn't even cancel you out. That's why you were billed again and received more product.
Right. They didn't cancel me out on their error. So why should I pay the price for that when it was not my mistake?
Ma'am, like I stated, I can do a 50% refund, and those funds will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
So your company is charging me because of an error on your company's part.
I can't say that it's an error because we don't even have records of that email being sent out to you either. We have records of everything else except for what you're telling me.
I'm looking at the email right now.
One moment, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I can do a 75% refund.
I don't get it. I don't understand. I honestly don't understand.
Will that be something that you're interested in? Like I stated, those funds will be in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I would like 100% refund. That's my call. That's the reason for my email, and this is the reason for my call. And if you don't have my record, that's not my problem. Like I said, how many times I've called your company and got disconnected, who knows if my email even arrived to you.
Allow me one moment, ma'am. Hello, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So I did go ahead and refund the two most recent charges in full, the $89.95 and the $87.95. And those funds should return to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Now, is that the same? Do I get a confirmation number for the credit card refund?
You should receive an email.
Okay. Do you have my correct email address?
We have the Donna Sylvia 53 at yahoo.com.
Yes, that is correct. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you have a great day. Thanks
you
so much
too,
for
ma'am.
Your help.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Bye-bye.